بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد Honorable friends, respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, one of the greatest wrong ideologies that we have or perceptions that we have is this concept that my success, my happiness and my salvation in dunya and ultimately in the hereafter lies in the possessing of material. The more I earn, the more I accumulate, the more I gather, this will make me happy, this will grant me success, this will make me prosperous in dunya, I'll be given honor, I'll be given respect. And this will become a means of my salvation from the problems of this world and of the hereafter. This idea is in stark contrast to the teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Quran Sharif, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this world, to the things of this world. Then He says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The life of this world, the commodities of this world, is but a deception. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he describes this world, he says, "Ala wa inna dunya hulwatun khadira." This world, the possessions of this world, the commodities of this world, they are very green, very lush. They appeal to you. Wa inna Allah mustakhlifukum fiha. And Allah Ta'ala has appointed you as the vicegerents of His earth. فَنَاذِرٌ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is observing that how you are going to carry out His commandments, how you are going to live your life, whether in the obedience or the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. أَلَا فَتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَتَّقُوا النِّسَى. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, fear the world. Fear the commodities of this world. Fear the luxuries of this world. Something that Allah is calling a deception, that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, fear can never have our success in it. Can never be the criteria and the yardstick to measure our success in the eyes of Allah. That is why, when one sahabi comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he says, that Ya Rasulullah man najat, O Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in what is my salvation? In what is my success? In what is my happiness in this world and in the hereafter? Because if Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you are successful in the world if you have this, then definitely you'll be successful in akhirat. So he asked him, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives him this golden formula. But this answer of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not restricted to the sahabi who asked the question. Rather, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he speaks, as Quran describes, فَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. The Nabi of Allah does not talk from his own. Whatever he says is divinely inspired from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this answer of his is the solution to every person's salvation and problem until the day of Qiyamah. It was not restricted to this sahabi. But this answer that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him does not talk anything of material. Does not say anything of this world. And this is not something that was a once-off. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it, but he lived differently. When we look at the hadith that describe the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's not the discussion. But Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Ummul Mu'mineen, when the Nabi of Allah would go into sajda, then he would tap me and I would move my legs. Then he could make sajda. Why? Because the room of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his home was so small, there was not enough place for him to make sajda and our mother Aisha radiallahu anha to rest at the same time. For months at a time, the stove would not be lit in the home of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Ummul Mu'mineen was asked, what would you all eat? She said, khajur and water. This was the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the battle of the trench, sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says that we are suffering with hunger, and he lifts up his kurta and he shows one stone. Nabi ﷺ lifts up his kurta and shows two stones tied to his stomach. He chose this life. So when Nabi ﷺ gives him the formula, then he doesn't talk of material. Sahabi asked, what question, O Nabi of Allah, what is my salvation? In what is my safety? We look at the world we are living in today. As this respect, brothers and friends, we have become influenced and brainwashed by the West. What they regard as happiness, I also regard as happiness. What they regard as respect, I also regard as respect. Even if my Nabi said that is disgrace. So when Nabi ﷺ answers the Sahabi, what does he say? He says, لِسَانٌ ذَاكِرٌ تَمْلِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. That, oh my Sahabi, you want safety, you want protection? أَمْلِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. Safeguard, protect your tongue. The literal meaning, become the owner of your tongue. The biggest problems that we face in life generally go back to our tongue. Not long ago, one brother came to me and says, Mohana, I've got a certain issue. His child is in my madrasa. Speak to the mother. She's taken out the restraining order, etc. against me. So speak to her. Then he starts giving his commitments. I'll do this, I'll do that. So even when I went back, I said, I don't think it'd be fair not to give him a second chance. He's given such commitments. So she said, Mohana, he didn't tell you that he gave me talaq also. So I went back to him. He says, I gave 3 talaqs. I said, brother, now nothing we can do for you. So he washed everything down the drain. His whole family, everything gone. Why? Because he couldn't control his tongue. Person comes into the fold of Islam through means of his tongue. A person says something, he goes out of deen through his tongue. This is not my words. Rasulullah said authentic hadith in Bukhari Sharif. He says, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا. That a servant of Allah Ta'ala says something. And look at how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam describes it. La yulqi laha balan. In English translation, if we have to translate it, he doesn't think anything of what he said. He doesn't regard it as anything. He takes as something very trivial, I said. But it was for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala alone that he said that. And that can be anything. You went to visit someone that was sick. You gave him a few words to cheer him up. Somebody's going through some difficulty, some problem, you gave him a few words of advice. You encourage someone to do some good deed, or you warned him against some evil he was committing, whatever it was. You thought nothing of it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, يَرْفَعُهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجَاتِ. Leave entering him into Jannat. Allah would raise his status in Jannat because of that. But then the flip side also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ. A person says something that angers Allah. لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا. The same condition. He thinks nothing of what he said. He just moved on. He just picked on somebody's weight. He just picked on somebody's height. He just insulted somebody. He just passed a comment and a remark which he thought was something very trivial, which offended and hurt the heart of his Muslim brother. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said one hadith sharif, he asked a sahaba, who's a bankrupt person? Sahaba gave the answer we also would have gave. Malla dirhamalahu wala dinar. Oh Nabi of Allah, that person got no wealth, he got no gold and silver, the currency of that time. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, no. He may be bankrupt in this world, but that doesn't mean he's bankrupt in akhirat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, a truly bankrupt person is that bankrupt person who will come in akhirat. He'll come with mountains of good deeds. He'll have Hajj to his name, he'll have Umrah to his name, he'll have Sadaqah and Khairat to his name. So much of Salah, Tahajjud, Ibadat to his name. وَقَدْ شَتَّ مَعَذَا. Nabi Sallam says he insulted this person. He mocked at that person. He scoffed at that person. He laughed when somebody passed a remark that hurt somebody. Nabi Sallam says, Allah will obliterate and wipe out his mountains of good deeds. And then what will happen? The sins of people will be put upon him, who he hurt. And because of this, he'll be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. That's a bankrupt person. So Nabi Sallam says, this person will come, or he says something, which he doesn't even think anything about it. He regards it as nothing. And sometimes this can be to our own wives. She cooked that food all day. She prepared that thing. something wasn't right in it, you passed a remark which offended and hurt her. This is not justified in the court of Allah. How we talk to others, those beneath us, to respect those above us is very easy, respected Allah's influence. To respect those above us is very easy. How we treat those beneath us and lower than us, that is what counts. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, on account of that one word of his. And in one hadith, I'm tying the narrations up because of time. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, a person is one hand span away from Jannah. That's how close he is. Different narration, but the same meaning. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's word will be put in the fire of Jahannam. So this tongue, respected brothers and friends, there's so much we can talk about it. In one hadith, the narration of Sauban radiallahu anhu, he says, we were traveling with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When the ayat of the Quran was revealed, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah addresses Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell those who are hoarding gold and silver, the wealth of this world, that they are not spending it in the path of Allah, there is a punishment for them. So Sahaba asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that if this is not wealth, then what is wealth? Tell us so that we will keep that, we will have that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives them the answer, lisanun dhakirun, a tongue that is in the remembrance of Allah, wa qalbun shakirun, a heart that is grateful for the bounties of Allah, wa zawjatun salihatun tu'inul mu'mina ala imanihi, and a wife that is righteous that helps a person in his deen. A wife that is righteous that helps a person in his deen. Why? Because many a times a person's wife and children will become a means of his jahannam also. Allah Ta'ala save us. The next point that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives the Sahabi, time is short. He says, أَمْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكْ guard your tongue. وَلْيَسَعَكَ بَيْتُكَ let your home be sufficient for you. Let your home suffice you. In that time, there was no technologies like we have today. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahabi, let your home suffice you. If you were in your home, you were protected from every avenue of sin. In other words, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, guard yourself from the doors of sin. Protect yourself. Lock yourself up in your home. Today, in every aspect, just another point. As I said, we've become so influenced. A person gets married, a youngster gets married, you ask him, by where are you going now? He said, going for honeymoon. His honeymoon, his nikah, his marriage is starting where? Starting in the burbs, starting here, starting there. Starting in a hotel room, in a bed in which zina is committed daily. This is just, by the way. Start it in your home. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started in the home. With his family, with ibadah, with amal. Our home should be our fort. It should be a means of our safeguard, our protection against every sin outside. That is why the reason one hadith, he says, if you're tempted even with a woman outside the home, come home. Outside, come home, because your wife got nothing less to give you than what the woman outside got to offer you. So every protection of yours is in your home. But yes, in the time that we are living today, with all the haram that is outside also can come inside our home. So this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, that close all those doors of sin. Protect yourself from sin. One Ali mentioned, he says, you want to become the greatest wali today. You don't have to do any extra good deeds. Just stay away from sin. The third point, time is over almost. The third point, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells the Sahabi, وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيَتِكَ وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيَتِكَ cry over your sins. In other words, you will fall. You will make mistakes. You will trip. But that's not the end. Allah has left the door of Tawbah and repentance. Wake up with repentance again. Whatever the wrong was, we are going to the Mubarak month of Qurbani that is coming. Those of us who can take part in Qurbani, Alhamdulillah, we should try and cut an animal. But in the same light, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke of protection in your home, let your home suffice, even in this aspect, many a times in this Mubarak month, and this day that will come of Qurbani, a person goes to the farm, he goes out to keep that spirit of Qurbani alive. But the commands and the law of Allah Ta'ala are broken. The laws of intermingling. A person is mixing freely. Bring that animal home, whether it's 2-3 families together, and do it in the home. Let the children experience the spirit. This is the true spirit of Qurbani. The true spirit of Qurbani is let everyone feel it. And that will happen if you bring it home, let the wife and children be part of it, even if it's one animal. But this of going out and doing it everywhere. Yes, if the commands of Allah are not broken, no problem. Also when it comes to the day of Eid, it's a day of happiness, a day of rejoicing. But yes, on the day of Eid also, everything must revolve around our ibadat, around our salah. Whatever the arrangements are, whatever the plans are, salah comes first, then everything else comes. Nabi Sallam says, if you fall, you commit any sins, you've made a mistake, then wabki ala khatiyatik. Cry upon your sins. Cry upon your sins. Hadith Qudsi, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah Rabbul Izzat says, لَأَنِينُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ زَجَلِ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. The tears of the one who cries in repentance after having wronged himself is more beloved to me than the one who is making my zikr. So Allah loves this repentance. Allah loves this tawbah. And if there is anything that can cool the anger of Allah, that can turn away all the difficulties that are going to come to us because of our sins, whether it's financial, domestic, whatever, mental, psychological, will be our crying over our sins. In one narration it comes, I'll end on this narration. A person will come on the day of Qiyamah before Allah, and his sins will be told to him. And I will say, put him in Jahannam. But then he will say, that where is the proof of these sins? We say, what an audacity this person has. We say, bring proof. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah says in the Quran, on that day we will seal their mouths and their limbs will begin to talk. Their skin will start talking, their organs will talk. What sins was committed? So everything will be open then. Where the sin was committed, who it was committed, what time it was committed. And when this person even will lose hope now, he knows now I'm doomed. We said, now take him towards Jannah. This is the plan of Allah Ta'ala. Then there will be a voice that will call out. And Allah, give me also a chance to talk. And what will this voice be? One eyelash. One eyelash of this person will talk. So Allah, I remember a time when this person out of nadamah, out of remorse, out of fear for you, he cried that I nearly drowned in that tear. Allah will say, you have spoken the truth. And the whole direction of this person will be changed, that now take him from Jahannam towards Jannah. On account of one tear, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came out with Bani Israel. There was drought. The whole ummah was suffering at that time. So he came out with these people, approximately 600,000 of Bani Israel, to make dua for rain, Salatul Istisqa. So he asked Allah for rain. And Allah tells him, O Musa, amongst you is one person for 40 years consecutively he has disobeyed me. Because of him I am not sending the rain. Tell him to leave, I will send the rain. So Musa alayhi salam asked Allah, O Allah, 600,000 plus minus Bani Israel, how am I going to tell them? How am I going to give them this message? So Allah Ta'ala tells him, O Musa alayka al-nida wa alayna al-bala. Your duty is only to give the message. My duty is to convey the message. You make the announcement, I will pass it into their ears. Today you tell someone, brother, do something, you advise him. Who are you to correct me? Each and every one of us, duty is this, to care for the next person, to advise him when he's doing something wrong. For him to practice or not practice, the tawfiq is from Allah. But our duty is to pass the message. So Musa alayhi salam makes the announcement. Immediately the rain comes after that. He says, oh Allah, nobody left. Nobody left. So Allah Ta'ala says, it has been sorted out. At that moment when he heard the announcement, then in the words of the narration, his great brothers and friends, he put his head into his kurta. He put his head into his kurta, in shawl, whatever it was, for that moment. Say the 11th hour things changed. Must have been only a few moments that he cried before Allah. He knew he was being addressed. He was the culprit. And he repented for those few moments. So Musa alayhi salam says, oh Allah, you sent the rain, you've forgiven him. What is sincere tawbah? Introduce me to him. Allah says, "Oh Musa, 40 years when he disobeyed me, I didn't introduce him to you. Now that he has become my beloved, should I introduce him to you?" May Allah give us the understanding. May Allah give us the reality of this golden advices of Nabi Pak Sallam. أَمْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ وَلْيَسَعَكَ بَيْتُكَ وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيَتِكَ. You want success, you want to be happy, you want to be safe, guard your tongue, stay away from every sin and cry upon our sins. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.